A key figure in sexology, known for her boundless energy, therapist Ruth Westheimer passed away at 96, leaving behind a legacy of openness and kindness. Ruth Westheimer, known worldwide as Dr. Ruth, passed away peacefully on Friday at 96, surrounded by her family at her New York home. Despite the tragedies and obstacles that marked her life, this spirited therapist left a lasting impact with her candid sex advice, eternal optimism, and distinctive laugh. Born Carola Ruth Siegel in 1928 in Germany to an Orthodox Jewish family, her childhood took a drastic turn in 1938 when her father was deported after Kristallnacht. At 10, she was sent to an orphanage in Switzerland to escape the Nazis. She never saw her parents again, as they perished in concentration camps. After the war, the teenager went to Mandatory Palestine and joined a Zionist paramilitary group. She was severely injured during an attack in the Israeli War of Independence, a battle wound that would leave her with sniper skills she proudly displayed decades later at a fair, astonishing her grandson by winning 12 stuffed animals with a rifle. Marriages, studies in Paris, and settling in New York in 1956, Dr. Ruth's life was a series of adventures. In 1961, she married fellow Holocaust survivor Manfred Westheimer. Their beautiful story lasted until his death in 1997. A mother and housekeeper, Ruth earned a doctorate at Columbia University and trained under a pioneer in sexology before launching the radio show that would change her life at 52. Starting in 1980, Sexually Speaking was an instant hit. With her gravelly accent and humor, Dr. Ruth openly discussed all taboos, female orgasm, solo pleasure, homosexuality. Her direct, non-judgmental advice won over an America eager to talk about sex. Within 2 years, she was a national phenomenon. This led to TV shows, dozens of books translated worldwide, and film appearances. The secret to her appeal? Her contagious kindness and liberating message: between consenting adults, everything is allowed. Her open-mindedness earned her some criticism, notably for wanting to legalize prostitution. In the post-hashtag MeToo era, some also found her views on consent outdated. But admiration prevailed for this fighter who overcame so many challenges. This pop culture icon, with her unwavering energy and zest for life, never forgot where she came from. Haunted by survivor's guilt, she fought to give her life meaning. "I didn't know I would spend my life talking about orgasms and erections, but I knew I had to do something for others to deserve being saved," she confessed in 2016. Mission accomplished, Dr. Ruth. Your laughter and thirst for life will remain your greatest legacy.